you have to take precautions. You have to make sure that no one's going to turn around and say this is a political move, because councils can't be political, certainly can't be party political. I mean, it's more difficult today, you couldn't do it, but this was prior the Thatcher Act that changed the rules. And we got together, and our officer went out to all the local community groups. We've got a very large Asian group, we've got a very large Afro-Caribbean group, we've got large Chinese associations and all the rest of it. So he went out to all of them, and he asked their comments and whatever they felt. And we took action on the grounds of something, the Local Government Act, Section 43, I don't know. I can't remember the actual title, but it was the Encourage Good Race Relations. And the report was not about boycotting Shell per se because of the with South Africa. It was to improve race relations in the city of Sheffield, which is what, you know, you get to the same object. And we produced a report. He produced a report that was 100 pages long. It was thick. And that went to our policy committee, who discussed it properly. And the policy committee was clearly all the majority party. But there were representatives from the other, but you know, we had the numbers, so it carried. And it came to council, and council, of course, carried it. And we then waited and see what happened. And clearly, either the Tories or whatever, I don't know, but it got to Shell. And I remember getting a letter from the chief executive of Shell, the chief legal officer from Shell, saying, we note that you have cancelled our contract, blah, blah, blah. But we also note that you have been very well legally advised, therefore we will not be taking action. Yeah, good. Did what we wanted to do. I mean, it was limited, but it got over that point.